A Distant Magic by Mary Jo Putney. Narrated by Terry Donnelly.
Book 1. Striking a Spark. 1733. Chapter 1. Valletta, Island of Malta, Autumn 1733. The two foreign gentlemen strolling through Valletta's market square looked like they had pockets worth picking. Nikolai quietly shadowed them through the crowds, knowing they would never notice a boy his size in the noisy throng. A dozen or more languages babbled above his head. He recognized all of them and could make himself understood in most. Valletta was the crossroads of the Mediterranean, a place where Europe, Africa, and Asia met and exchanged their goods. The men had the pale coloring of northern Europeans. When Nikolai got close enough to hear their conversation, he found that they spoke in English. That was one of his better languages, since his mother had had a taste for English sailors. Other foreigners roamed the market, but these two had the air and garments of wealth, and they were fool enough to walk alone, with no guards. They'd be lucky to get back to their ship with the clothes still on their backs. Nikolai followed the men, slipping behind a tethered donkey cart to get closer to his quarry. His talent for going unnoticed had enabled him to keep from starving in the years since his grandmother's death, though he seldom managed to be well fed. The taller Englishman, a powerfully built fellow whose dark red hair was heavily streaked with gray, stopped to admire the silver trinkets of a local peddler. He lifted a pair of lacy filigree earrings.
My wife will like these, I think.